Tonight on the Worldview Report, at a time when the world desperately needs more food, the government of the Netherlands is cracking down on farmers, threatening to take their land if they don't agree to sell it at the price offered. A whistleblower has told Project Veritas that the U.S. government is working with cartels to facilitate human sex trafficking on U.S. soil. CNN informs employees in a memo that it is planning to lay off hundreds of them before the new year. And one of Joe Biden's top economic advisors tells us the administration really is serious about phasing out oil over the next few years. We also take a look at Apple's role in the Chinese Communist Party's oppression of the Chinese people, who are now rising up in a massive quest for freedom. All these stories and more as the Worldview Report begins right now.
This is Worldview Report with host Brennan House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brennan House.
Good evening, and welcome to the Worldview Report. I'm your host, Brandon House. Leading off tonight, the United Nations Agenda 2030 and its so-called Sustainable Development Goals is driving thousands of Dutch farmers off their land. First, by limiting essential nitrogen-based fertilizers, and now by direct government force, actually taking their land, as ordered by the technocrats at the European Union. 71% of the Earth's atmosphere is made up of nitrogen, but we're told that too much of it can be very bad. So, the nitrogen minister of the Netherlands, Christiane van der Waal, is spearheading a government effort to drastically reduce nitrogen emitted by too much green plant life. Imagine that. Too many lush green farms in the Netherlands, one of the world's most productive farming nations, and second only to the United States in the amount of food it exports to the world. That's a bad thing, according to the nitrogen minister of the Netherlands. Can you believe they even have such a position in their government? A nitrogen minister, really? Well, farmers in the Netherlands, they have been at war with the government over nitrogen emissions ever since the government announced that there would be a 50% reduction in nitrogen emissions by 2050. Dairy farmers, well, they are especially hard hit because waste from the 1.6 million dairy cows in the Netherlands is the largest contributor to nitrogen, quote, pollution, they're told. Ben Appeldoorn, whose farm has about 120 cows producing milk for making cheese, told the New York Times, quote, "My livelihood and my network are being threatened. You're just no longer allowed to exist," end quote. But it's all to save the planet, right? So who can argue with that? What they don't tell you is their plan to save the planet involves extinguishing the majority of humans now on the planet. So apparently, if you cut the population, who cares if you cut the food supply? There won't be any people necessary for so much food supply. The Dutch nitrogen minister goes on threatening her nation's farmers. She told MPs on Friday that, quote, "there is no better offer coming," end quote. So in other words, take it or leave it, peasants. We own you, and you will obey us. Folks, this is how things work in the new digital fatal system, a.k.a. the New World Order. And it's all coming at us, compliments of the UN and the World Economic Forum, where they openly tell us, we will own nothing, we will have no privacy, and we will learn to like it. You don't need dairy, you don't need beef cattle, just eat bugs and drink cockroach milk and shut up. And if you think I'm joking, then you haven't been watching this program, because we have documented actually all those things, including how they're going to get milk from cockroaches. Sarah Katz, a 21-year-old student at University of Pennsylvania, died unexpectedly September 10th at Penn Presbyterian Medical Center. She was 21, as I said. According to her obituary posted at the University of Pennsylvania Almanac, Katz was pursuing majors in international relations and health and societies with a minor in East Asian language and civilization. She was a native of Jersey City, New Jersey. During her first year at Penn, she worked as a research assistant at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. She returned to campus this semester, eager to begin working for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention as a health communications intern. Katz served as membership coordinator for the Student Committee on Undergraduate Education, the social chair of Sigma Kappa sorority, and was an active member in Penn Hillel. Her family issued the following statement, quote, "We are devastated by this tragic passing of our beloved Sarah. She loved the University of Pennsylvania so much and was so happy and thriving. Sarah was fully engaged in so many aspects of campus life, academics, clubs, socially, and through internships. Words cannot express how much of a loss we are feeling. We so appreciate everything," end quote. There was absolutely no word on her cause of death from her family or the university. However, the University of Pennsylvania has a very strict vaccine mandate, which states as follows on the university website, quote, "Students are required to be fully up to date on their COVID-19 vaccines, including the COVID-19 booster shot, and must submit documentation of vaccination to their wellness portal," end quote. School teachers in Alberta, Canada are starting to break their silence on what they're witnessing after the first few months since children started getting jabbed with the COVID experimental vaccine. An epidemic of sudden deaths by unknown causes is taking effect in Canada, where the rates of vaccination is even higher than in the U.S. deaths classified as unknown cause. That has overtaken dementia and heart disease to become Alberta's top killer. And after doctors have been required to comply with strict vaccine mandates, at least 93 Canadian physicians are known to have succumbed to sudden death. But it's not just doctors. It involves nurses, firemen, police officers, teachers, and now students. Teachers are starting to panic at what they're seeing in the schools. Jabbed children are struggling to concentrate, and a young girl in Alberta, a second grader, recently died suddenly of an unknown cause. Listen to this interview Laura Lynn Thompson conducts with Canadian physician Dr. William Mackis.
Dr. Mackis, I once again find myself, at a place where you're speaking. And today we were at the Independence Party of Alberta event. And it's just amazing that they're having doctors speak and people that are really awakened to what's going on. Something you said was really astounding to me. And you're basically talking about that it's not just doctors that are dying, but others are dying.
That's right. It's not just doctors who are dying suddenly or unexpectedly. Of course, doctors are the most vaccinated young people. Most of them have had 4 shots, even 5 shots. They have to be fully vaccinated to be able to work. But it's other professions that are seeing sudden deaths as well. We're seeing it in nurses. We're seeing it in paramedics, police, firefighters. But now we're even seeing it in teachers. I've recently been contacted by an Alberta teacher who wishes to remain anonymous, but this individual told me that they've just lost a grade 2 student in their school. They've just lost suddenly, sudden death. They've also lost a teacher in their 30s. Also sudden death, sudden cardiac death, and they are panicking. This is,
Official figures quietly published by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control confirm nearly 500,000 children and young adults have died ever since the Food and Drug Administration first granted emergency use authorization to a COVID-19 vaccine in the USA. As the expose reports, this translates into nearly 118,000 excessive deaths compared to the 2015 2019 average. The term excessive deaths is used to explain the number of deaths beyond the range of what is normal for a given age bracket. The figures also reveal that there have been 7,680 more excessive deaths among children and young adults in 2022 so far compared to the same time frame in 2020 at the peak of the COVID-19 pandemic. According to the expose, quote, this year, 2021, was by and large the worst year for deaths among 0 to 44-year-olds with 291,461 excess deaths in total, nearly 60,000 more than occurred in 2020. And according to the official CDC figures, this was mainly due to a mysterious sudden rise in deaths among children and young adults from around week 31 onwards. Unfortunately, according to the data published by the UK, that, quote, mysterious, end quote, sudden rise, which has contributed to 500,000 American children and young adults dying since late 2020, is most likely due to the COVID-19 injections, end quote. In other news, the Israeli Air Force this week will hold one of its largest drills in years, with the United States Air Force simulating offensive strikes against Iran's nuclear program. The drill was to take place Tuesday, November 29th, through Thursday, December 1st, over the Mediterranean Sea and Israel. It will include long-range flights, such as those that Israeli pilots might need to make in order to reach the Islamic Republic. The exercise will include refuelers as well as fighter jets from both forces. Washington and Israel have signed an agreement that would see the U.S. come to assist Israel with missile defense in times of war. And the two militaries have held numerous joint air defense exercises in recent years. Iran, which possesses over 1,000 short and medium-range ballistic missiles, continues to smuggle weapons to countries and non-state actors such as Hezbollah, which is estimated to have an arsenal of some 50,000 missiles on Israel's northern border. With tensions high over Iran's nuclear program and regional hostility, Israel and the Islamic Republic have been threatening each other with senior officers stating that their militaries are capable of striking the other. Israel has significantly increased its readiness level and has taken steps throughout the past year to prepare a military option against Iran's nuclear facilities. Interesting, here is America working in cooperation with Israel to practice a strike on Iran, while the Biden regime, in so-called negotiations with Iran, gives them pretty much everything they're asking for, including billions of dollars. Can you say foreign policy schizophrenia? We'll be right back after this break.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my original My Slippers are back in stock. Last Christmas, you made them the number one selling MyPillow product, and now I've added smaller sizes, larger sizes, wide sizes, and all new colors. And with your promo code, you still save $90 a pair. What makes my slippers different is my exclusive four-layer design that you're not going to find in any other slippers. My slippers' patented layers make them ultra comfortable, extremely durable, and they help relieve stress on your feet. Wear them anytime, anywhere. You'll absolutely love my slippers, and I'm extending my 60-day money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2023, making them the best Christmas gifts ever. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code to save $90 on my original My Slippers. That's only $49.98 a pair. Quantities won't last long, so please order now.
Welcome back. Project Veritas has released a disturbing undercover investigation outlining how the United States Department of Health and Human Services, or HHS, has facilitated the human trafficking of mostly Central American minors on behalf of illicit cartels. The video features a whistleblower, Tara Lee Rodas, working as a volunteer inside a federal government agency called the Council of the Inspectors General on Integrity and Efficiency, or the CIGIE. Take a look.
The tax dollars of people who are listening are paying to put children in the hands of criminals. And I said, look, I said, I need to make you aware. And they said, Tara, we don't get sued by traffickers.
A government whistleblower with the Council of Inspectors General on Integrity and Efficiency has stepped forward to Project Veritas to detail her harrowing experience assisting with the placement of unaccompanied migrant children to the Department of Health and Human Services. In 2021, this whistleblower volunteered to assist HHS with the placement of unaccompanied minors and was deployed to the Migrant Emergency Intake Site in Pomona, California. There, she witnessed the agency failing these children, as she puts it, doing the work of the cartels on your tax dollars.
These vulnerable children, we care for them, we clothe them, we feed them. With your dollars and my dollars, we fly that product directly to the trafficker. God forbid. Yes. We have 44 unaccompanied children at that address. We have 25 unaccompanied children at that address.
Project Veritas put boots on the ground, visiting scores of addresses the whistleblower shared from case files she worked on. What we found was shocking. Young children living with multiple older, unrelated men. And in one case from Gulf Freeway in Houston, Texas, a young girl who admits to her female sponsor using her for sex work.
¿Quién te patrocinó a ti?
Una tía, pero me corrió en la casa.
Bueno, no sé, porque ella me ofrecía y a mí no me gustaba eso.
¿Te ofrecía qué?
Me ofrecía con los hombres.
Pero ella, ¿cuántos hombres ella te obligó a estar con cuántos hombres?
Bueno, con muchos, ni por. Porque no me gustaba lo que me hacía. Me obligaba.
¿Ella de verdad fue, era tu tía o fue alguien que se...
Dice que ella me conocía desde chiquita, pero yo no la conocía.
I don't believe that this is something that HHS wants people to know.
Staggering, but also heartbreaking. And kudos to Project Veritas for doing the very difficult work of exposing these disgusting criminals inside our government. A 41-year-old woman was found decapitated inside the kitchen of her Philadelphia home Tuesday, November 29th. Police arrested 34-year-old Syrian refugee Ahmed Sharif, who was found hiding in the bushes several blocks away, and charged him with murder and abuse of a corpse. According to local CBS affiliate KYWTV, investigators say Sharif ran from the home covered in blood and was found inside bushes several blocks away near Rising Sun Avenue and Robin Street in Lawn Crest. According to police, the suspect called family members and told them what happened and admitted he needed his medicine. He's being held without bail. The victim was identified as Leila Al-Rail, also a Syrian immigrant. According to police reports, the killing was classified as domestic violence. Neighbors said multiple children and adults lived in the house and that it was the scene of, quote, constant drama, end quote, with police called there many times. One neighbor called it a, quote, house of horrors, end quote. Take a look.
The adults in that house are completely unhinged. And the man who did the decapitation, he is, I would say, the most unhinged of them all.
She was treated like a slave.
She's carrying everything in the house. She's taking out the trash. She's raking up the leaves. She's gonna shovel the snow. They don't do anything in it. There are grown men in that house. But Leila, who was the smallest of them all, does all of the labor outside.
And they have beautiful daughters. They have a beautiful family. It's just a shame that this would have happened to them.
I'm not surprised. That house is terrible. It's a house of horrors. I feel bad for those children. It's devastating.
The reckoning has arrived at far-left CNN with the formal announcement of hundreds of layoffs. Chris Licht, CNN's new CEO, released a memo Wednesday, November 30th, that warned, quote, many, end quote, CNN staffers will be cut loose in the weeks before Christmas. Quote, to my CNN colleagues, our people are the heart and soul of this organization. It is incredibly hard to say goodbye to any one member of the CNN team, much less many, end quote. He continued, quote, I recently described this process as a gut punch because I know how this feels for all of us, end quote. John Nolte, writing for Breitbart, had an interesting take on this announcement. He writes, quote, people say this is a terrible thing to do around Christmas. Normally, I would agree. But these people don't believe in Christmas. They hate Christmas. They hate everyone who loves Christmas. If you and I were let go during Christmas, that would be one thing. That would be terrible. What would be cruel is laying CNN staffers off on May Day. That would be a real gut punch, end quote. And for those who don't know, May Day is the celebration of communism. A deal that halts a potential rail strike got through the House Wednesday and is now headed to the Senate. But questions remain about whether the effort can clear the 50-50 Senate. By a vote of 290 to 137, House lawmakers voted to pass legislation blocking nearly 100,000 railroad workers from striking in early December. Economists and the White House have warned that a railroad strike could paralyze the nation's already reeling economy ahead of the holiday season. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said, quote, we must act to prevent a catastrophic strike that would touch the lives of nearly every family, end quote. The railroad workers had been asking for 7 paid sick days per year, and this was the major sticking point looming ahead of the December 9th deadline to reach a new contract. The legislation gives engineers and conductors 3 unpaid sick days a year for medical appointments, provided employers are given at least 30 days notice about the time off. It's based on an agreement that railroad companies and transportation unions agreed to in September. While 8 unions have already adopted the agreement, 4 have not. Well, even as the Biden regime doubles down on its plans to strip Americans of their gun ownership rights, Americans are doubling down on arming up. The FBI released data on Monday showing it ran 192,749 instant criminal background checks for gun purchases on Black Friday of this year, 2022. That ranks the 3rd in the top 10 highest days for national instant criminal background checks and represents about a 2.8% increase from Black Friday 2021. The National Shooting Sports Foundation noted that there were 711,372 such checks, quote, during the week leading up to and including Black Friday, end quote. The strong Black Friday background checks, well, their numbers came after surges in gun sales during recent years. More than 2 million Americans have become first-time gun owners since Joe Biden took office. We'll be right back after this break. Well, now it's time for our nightly Worldview Report commentary. The Chinese people have had enough of the brutal zero-COVID policies of the authoritarian Chinese Communist Party. Citizens have been suffering under cruel measures for years, leading to isolation, starvation, and even suicide. What started as a fire in one building has led to an inferno of protest across the nation. These protests are so large that even the deep state paper of record, the New York Times, cannot ignore them.
共产党
下台，
习近平
下台，
习近平
下台，
不要共产党，
不要共产
党。
What the Times and other media outlets will ignore is the role of the Western companies in facilitating the slavery of the Chinese people. Apple has now become an active collaborator with the tyrannical CCP-led regime in China, according to many reports. Protesters have relied on AirDrop, Apple's feature for wirelessly exchanging content between iOS devices, to communicate and organize against repressive regimes the world over. According to a Fox News report, quote, under the latest software update, iOS 16.1.1 iPhone owners in China can only use AirDrop to receive files, images, and videos from other non-contacts for 10 minutes. That's according to 9to5 Mac. Once that 10-minute window elapses, AirDrop shifts back to contacts only automatically. Chinese protesters frequently used AirDrop to spread information to nearby citizens and avoid harsh censorship on social media and in other public places, end quote. So, not only does Apple exploit Chinese workers in communist-controlled sweatshops to turn out iPhone devices, then it actively colludes with the CCP to shut down dissent in the slave state known as the People's Republic of China. When the Chinese people rise up demanding freedom, it's not only from its communist dictators at home, it's liberation from Western corporations feeding off of the system set up by the communists that they so earnestly yearn for. Well, that does it for this edition of the Worldview Report. Thank you for watching, for sharing, and for supporting this broadcast. We operate independently of corporate advertising, and that's why we need your help to keep us on the air, spreading the truth that you will not find in the corporate media. So here's how you can support us. Please do the bulk of your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. And please use the promo code B66. When you use that promo code, you get savings, we get credit. So please understand, if you do not use the promo code B66, you are not supporting this broadcast. We need your support. Sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, slippers, sandals, mattresses, mattress toppers, robes, scarves, hats, socks, so much more. It's there at incredibly deep discounts right now when you use that promo code B66. So thank you for doing as much shopping as you can at MyPillow.com. Also, MyStore.com, the home for American entrepreneurs, started by Mike Lindell. MyStore.com. You'll find all kinds of products there, featuring American entrepreneurs. Again, please use that promo code B66. You get savings, we get credit. And this is a big way we fund this broadcast. And then you can also visit my website, wvwtvstore.com. You'll find emergency freeze-dried food supplies there. In fact, tomorrow we receive another 9 pallets. Why are so many people ordering freeze-dried food? Because they realize, well, all the many things that are converging, and apparently at one time, many people have figured out they do not want to be under the thumb of the global tyrants, of those inside our own deep state that want to control every aspect of our life, and how they are openly declaring they're going to use food and that food crisis for transformation of America. Whether it's food, economics, terrorism, open borders, financial collapse, there's a lot of things to be prepared for. Food insurance is just as good an idea as home insurance or life insurance or car insurance. You can purchase such so-called food insurance now at wvwtvstore.com. wvwtvstore.com. If you prefer to talk to someone over the phone and have some questions answered and make your order there over the phone, you can do that by calling 901-468-9357. That's 901-468-9357. And then finally, please don't forget about WVW Foundation in your end-of-the-year giving. WVW Foundation exists to proclaim the truth of a Christian worldview. They put out my radio shows and my TV shows for free to many, many people around the world. And they help with the cost of putting out those programs as a ministry of the WVW Foundation. We want people to understand the times and know how God would have them to respond. We also have a church service that we've been hosting on Sunday nights since 2015 at 8 p.m. Central Time right here at wvwtv.com/live, wvwtv.com/live. So thank you for your support of our foundation at wvwfoundation.com. You'll also find our mailing address there if you prefer to support us through the mail. Well, till next time, I'm Brandon House. Thanks for watching. May God save America. Take care.